MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Sean Saunders, founder at Revix. Sean, appreciate the early morning time today. I was digging around some of the cryptos and particularly the non-Bitcoins, because, you know, Bitcoin sort of dominates the space. Ethereum got a fairly large change happening effective today, 5th of August. Ethereum Improvement Protocol 1559, not the sexiest title in the world. What is it? What's the purpose? And should we be worried, or is this good news for Ethereum and therefore Ethereum holders?
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me. So Ethereum, just like the rest of crypto, is weird, right? I mean, EIP Protocol 1559 isn't exactly the sexiest name. It's dubbed the London hard fork. And this is very similar to the Bitcoin Cash hard fork that took place back in 2017. Mm-hmm. So what this is really looking to do is to improve the quality of life for Ethereum users. And what I mean by that really is that there's been this big fee problem with Ethereum as a blockchain, mm-hmm. where the fees are unpredictable. It's very costly to make transactions, and that defeats the entire point of actually having a decentralized sort of network like Ethereum. So what they're looking to do, and the main focus of this upgrade, is to make the fees that you're going to be paying to send transactions from one party to another more predictable, not necessarily lower, but mm-hmm. more predictable. And this is part of a much bigger upgrade that's happening with Ethereum, where Ethereum will be moving from a proof of work system using expensive computers and loads of electricity to a proof of stake system, whereby you can verify transactions based on actually holding cryptocurrency on the network. So instead of you actually using computational power, and this maybe sounds a bit weird and confusing, but instead of using computational power to verify transactions and to say, listen, this transaction's actually occurred, you would then be using your cryptocurrency holdings to say, listen, I'm willing to lose this if I'm verifying a falsified transaction. And that proof of stake system is really deemed to be Ethereum 2.0, and it's the upgrade to this network that's coming.
Okay, that's quite interesting, because as you point out, at this point, it's massive computing power, which is, you know, cost of electricity. I know that you know, GPUs are difficult to get hold of because they are used for that computing power. But if we shift to, you know, proof of ownership, and I'm prepared to put my stake on the line, suddenly it removes that need for the computing power. One of the criticisms of crypto is the amount of energy it uses. This, almost as a side effect, is going to actually have a benefit in energy usage as well.
It could have a really big impact. And if you start thinking about the likes of Tesla or, you know, MicroStrategy, I mean, Tesla recently received a lot of criticism because they've entered an asset as essentially this electric vehicle manufacturer that arguably isn't exactly that good for the environment, right? I mean, the mm-hmm. entire business is kind of premised on the idea that they're going to take out these oil guzzling machines. And now you're investing in an asset that's potentially harmful for the environment. Yeah. So this could actually interestingly be, and this would probably be something that only happens early next year, but Ethereum could be a alternative investment opportunity for these bigger name institutions that would result in perhaps Tesla moving from the likes of Bitcoin to Ethereum. I mean, Elon Musk has said that he personally owns some Ethereum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit of inside information with Revix. I mean, we've got more Ethereum on our platform right now than Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
And that's quite interesting. And part of that reason is, if you look at the returns of Ethereum over the last year, 2 years, 5 years, go and compare that to the likes of Bitcoin, right? Naturally, Ethereum's coming off a far smaller base. And, you know, this is sort of the premise about what we offer, because we say, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen over the next 6 or 12 months. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Cardano, Polkadot, Tron, all these other cryptocurrencies are up and coming. So, you know, the best bet in this market, in my opinion, is to diversify and buy a basket of the top cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, get that basket. And maybe Ethereum becomes the green crypto. I like that. But you mentioned it's like the Bitcoin Cash. When that fork happened, I had, and depended on my exchange, I had then had Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. In other words, there were now two sort of coins. And in fact, there's a Bitcoin Gold as well. Is Ethereum going to have a similar process? Will I then have Ethereum new and old, or is it a not quite that sort of a Bitcoin Cash fork?
No, so it is a hard fork. So you will be left with the original Ethereum network, and then you will have the new Ethereum. It'll be the London network, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that's quite interesting. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of miners that support the old network, which will result in it sort of dying out. I think the consensus really is that the new mechanism and the new network will be what everyone will move to. But again, you know, time will tell. This fork's happening. at about 5 o'clock today, South African time, which is quite interesting.
Okay, so in about, 10 hours or so, we'll keep an eye on that. Sean Saunders, founder of EVEX. I'm particularly interested because maybe that Ethereum does become our green crypto, because there certainly are challenges there. Chatting with Sean, I mean, on our social media profiles, LinkedIn and Twitter, what is your preferred crypto? Is it Bitcoin? Is it Ethereum? Perhaps it is all of them. As Sean says, just keep it simple. Or maybe it is none of them. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.